I'm actually not.
You're not. Mm-hmm. If somebody was waiting for you to get ready to go someplace, to go out someplace, you'd say, hey, will you be ready soon? And you'd say, yeah, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay. If you use just with it, you'd say, I'll be with you in, if you were using the word just, J-U-S-T, you'd say,
a second.
Would you say just a sec? You'd say, I'll be with you in.
Some people say just a sec, you know.
Just a sec, right, okay.
Is that what you're trying to get me excited
about? If you were sure you were on the right road to someplace, but you just weren't sure of the distance, you'd stop and ask somebody how.
For directions.
Okay, and if you just wanted
how to get there.
And if you knew how to get there, but you just weren't sure of the distance, how much more distance you had to go.
How much longer?
Or how far to go. if you want to know how many times somebody does something, you'd say, like, go to town or something. You'd say, how many? How about how off?
How often do you go to town?
Right. If you were talking to a friend and you wanted to agree with the friend said, well, I'm not going to do that. You might say, well, if you wanted to agree with them, when they said they weren't going to
do it.
And would you say, I'm not, would you probably say me neither or I'm not either? If you were, like they said, I'm not going to vote for that guy. You might say,
I'm not either.
Okay, this is just for pronunciation. I'll just point to different parts of it. Okay, this part would be my head.
Forehead.
Okay. And this would be my
hair.
And on a man's face, he has to shave his
whiskers.
Okay. And like if he wasn't shaving, he'd say he was trying to grow a
beard.
Now to distinguish this one from this one, you'd say this would be your.
Be my right.
Yes. Okay, right.
And left. Oh, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, the ears.
Oh, earlobes?
One would be your, like your right ear, and one would be your left ear. So you'd say this would be your
right ear,
mm-hmm.
left ear. All right, I get it now. I thought you wanted to distinguish from left and
from
right.
From left and right, yeah. I wasn't making that very good. I forgot I had my hair down, and I guess my ears are covered up. I'm used to having my hair, I usually wear my hair pulled back. Okay, the thing that we talk with would be the
mouth or tongue or what do you want
to say? Yeah, mouth, fine. Okay, this around here would be your
neck.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you swallow through would be your
throat.
Okay, now one of these would be one.
Two.
And all together.
Teeth.
Mm-hmm. And this area up here would be gums. And this part of your hand would be
palm.
And if you had one, you'd say this would be one.
Fist.
And this would be two.
Fist.
Any part of your body that bends would be a. Sometimes people get aches and pains. And
joints?
Right.
Okay.
Right. The upper part of a man's body is his.
Chest? Mm-hmm. Is that what you want? Okay.
Right. Okay, and one of these would be your.
Hand.
You'd say you have two.
Hands.
And this would be my.
Leg.
And, oh, this would be my
foot.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're wanting to
right.
I thought you'd hand on your ankle or something.
I thought I did, didn't I? And then, one foot, and you'd say you had two.
Feet.
The front part of your leg that you.
Calf.
Mm-hmm, okay, and then the part that you sort of bang up against things a lot, you'd say you hit your.
Calf.
Do you know shins?
Yeah, I've heard of shins.
Okay.
Yeah.
The back part of your thighs, like if you squat down, you say you're squatting down on your very back part of your leg.
Hip? I don't know.
Even below that. Do you know the word haunches?
No.
Okay. Somebody has been sick for a while and they're up now, but they still look, you might say, they still look a little bit.
Peaky?
Yeah. Okay, I don't even know that. Somebody can lift heavy weights, you say they're really
strong.
How about somebody that's